Blowjob extras. In the previous chapter, I talked all about the individual techniques that you can use when going down on your man and giving him a blowjob, whether it's massaging his balls or giving him a prostate massage or the washing machine. Now I want to show you some extra things that you can do and use to make his blowjob far, far better than it normally is. Just a word of warning first. Don't use these extra techniques too often, otherwise they will get stale and boring for your man. Try to use them a maximum of once per week. Mouthwash. Using mouthwash before you give your man a blowjob will make him one very happy camper indeed. Just rinse your mouth out with mouthwash as you normally would after brushing your teeth and then spit it out. Your mouth will start to feel tingly and fresh. Now imagine what this sensation feels like on his penis, something far more sensitive than your mouth. There was one really cool added benefit to using mouthwash right before giving your man a blowjob. Strong minty taste from mouthwash will cover up most tastes that you will usually get from your man's penis. Mints. When I say mints, I don't mean Tic Tacs or Wrigley's Double Mint chewing gum. I mean really strong mints. Something like Fisherman's Friends mints are perfect. Just chew on one right before you start giving your man head. Your man will find that the sensation is very similar to getting a blowjob with mouthwash, but it will be less tingly. The reason mouthwash makes the blowjob feel tingly and mints don't is because mouthwash contains a lot of alcohol. One of the advantages of using mints or mouthwash right before giving your man a blowjob is that your breath won't smell afterwards, so your man will be happier to kiss you and cuddle with you. Cream. Using cream during a blowjob feels really silky. However, there are a few things you need to know before using cream with your man when you give him a blowjob. A lot of canned creams have a serious problem. They don't easily stick to your man's penis when sprayed directly from the can. They usually slip off and fall straight to the floor. To stop this from happening, try spraying a little bit of cream into your hand first and then rubbing it on his penis. If you whip the cream yourself, then make sure to whip it so that it's thick and creamy and not running at all. Otherwise, you will be left with a mess on the floor. Just keep the cream in a bowl and dip your hand in to get some when you need it. Syrup. You can use all kinds of syrup. Chocolate, caramel, maple, there's so many. Just make sure to have them in a bottle that can be easily closed. Squeezable bottles are the easiest to use for putting syrup on your man's penis. Just pour a little syrup onto his penis, then start to slowly lick it off. Simple and easy and very, very tasty. Flavored lube. In my opinion, flavored lube is the best thing you can give your man a blowjob with. This is for two reasons. The consistency and feel of flavored lube is far superior to syrup, cream, mints, or mouthwash. It just feels far better for your man. If you buy a quality lube, then it will also actually taste pretty good for you too. These extra things that you can use during a blowjob sound great and feel great. However, please bear in mind that they are extras to a blowjob. In other words, learning a few great blowjob techniques first is far more important than using these optional extras on your man. So learn some blowjob techniques first. Finer details on blowjob extras. 1. I want to try using a soft cream food that you haven't mentioned in the blowjob extras chapter. Is this okay? My advice, absolutely, of course. I don't have time to list every single thing that you can potentially use. It would take far too long. The ones I have listed all proved to be the most popular with my students.